From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The House of Representatives passed a bill last night to revamp the nation's health care system. It's designed to provide health care to 96% of Americans. It would require people to obtain health insurance and large companies to provide coverage for their employees. Insurance companies would not be allowed to deny coverage because of pre-existing medical conditions. The vote was close, 220 to 215, and along party lines. Approval came only after the adoption of an amendment strictly limiting money spent on abortions. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The abortion issue has dogged the bill all year. Sponsors had hoped to find bill language that would neither expand nor restrict a woman's right to choose an abortion. But abortion opponents complained that language in the bill as it came to the floor was too permissive and would allow taxpayer dollars to subsidize the procedure. Enough Democrats threatened to withhold their support for the bill that leaders were forced to allow an amendment by Michigan Democrat Bart Stupak to add a stricter ban on abortion funding. It passed easily with the votes of nearly all Republicans and several dozen Democrats. Now abortion rights backers say the bill goes too far the other way and could end up depriving women of the right to use their own money to obtain abortion coverage, even in private health plans. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
A man blew himself up in a village in northwest Pakistan today. He killed 12 other people, including the town's mayor. The mayor had once supported the Taliban, but had switched sides in recent years and had formed a militia to fight the Taliban. The attack occurred in a crowded market where people were buying goats for a Muslim festival later this month. The Dalai Lama is visiting a village in the eastern Himalayan mountains. The trip by the Tibetan spiritual leader is heightening tensions between China and India. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
For many weeks, the Dalai Lama's visit has been a source of friction in the complicated relationship between two giant Asian neighbors, India and China. The areas in the state of Arunachal Pradesh in the far northeast of India. India says this is its sovereign territory and that the Dalai Lama's an honored guest, free to travel where he wants. China considers the area part of southern Tibet and therefore its territory. It's strongly protested the visit. The Dalai Lama arrived by helicopter to a colourful welcome from thousands of Buddhist monks and other supporters. Some walked through the mountains for several days to see him. He's beginning his week-long trip by praying at a monastery where he took refuge when he fled to India from Tibet 50 years ago. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.
China today promised to lend $10 billion to African nations over the next 3 years. The pledge came at the beginning of a two-day summit with African leaders. Chinese Premier Wen Jinbao also said China will build new clean energy projects for Africa to help deal with climate change. This is NPR News. Officials in Cancun, Mexico are getting ready for Hurricane Ida. The storm reached hurricane status again last night and is expected to move into the southeastern Gulf of Mexico later today. Its winds are now 90 miles per hour, making it a Category 1 storm. A hurricane watch has been posted for parts of the Yucatan Peninsula. Officials are advising against unnecessary travel and have told fishermen and tour operators to pull in their boats. Italian police have arrested a man they say is one of the key figures in Italy's Camorra Mafia organization. Frank Browning has more.
Anti-mafia specialists say Luigi Esposito is a leader of a Camorra faction known as the Nuvoletta, a newer grouping in the southern Italian Camorra that has fought a bloody war with older factions in and around Naples for control of the drug trade. Esposito is 49 and has been on Italy's 30 most wanted list since he was convicted of drug smuggling in 2003. Distinct from the Sicilian mafia, the Camorra, despite its internal divisions, has largely controlled racketeering in southern Italy for decades. In recent years, it has fought openly with local and national police over control of garbage collection and dumps, as well as running a huge offshore illegal cigarette trade. An estimated 10,000 people have died in Camorra-related battles since 1990. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments tomorrow on whether it's cruel and unusual punishment to lock up juveniles for life. There are about 100 people in the U.S. who are serving life sentences for crimes less serious than murder that were committed when they were children. 70% of them are in Florida. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.